Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
everyone, this is the Family Church of Jesus Christ Ministries. We are across the world. Wherever the Father God sends us, we are sharing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you can be born again and have eternal life. I am Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. It's an honor to come before you today, this evening, in the future, wherever, whenever you're listening to this, for God's love, His word never changes. Thank you again for joining us. Don't forget our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. You can see what we are doing there for the Lord, plus register for our college. But today, without further ado, I have a special guest. He is my friend, my protector, my husband, a godly man, Pastor Jabran Tabish, and we are honored to have him today, and I'm sure he's got a word for you, so please listen. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed. Thank you for having me here.
Well, we are honored, as I said, to have you. Please take it over and just share what God's got on your heart.
Amen. Thank you. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. I send my greetings to you because God is same everywhere. So before I share the good news with you from the Word of God, let's pray. Father Lord, we are very thankful that you have blessed us in everything, Lord, because you are a great God, Lord. Lord, as we are going to communicate with each other today, Lord, just to give glorified to your name, Lord, because your name is higher than any other name, Lord. And Lord, as we are going to speak with each other, as I am going to share your good news, Lord, melt our hearts, Lord, that we hear this word and we apply in our practical life, Lord. Because you are a great God, Lord. Bless this word. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, first of all, I am very happy that, like he always says, I am thrilled that God has gave man a wisdom that he created this technology that we can talk to each other through this communication channel, through this radio station. So God is good. What I am going to share with you today, it is from the Word of God, and the topic of my message, short message today, is that the secret to get blessing from God. The secret to get blessing from God. Now, when I said the secret, you probably thinking like, what kind of secret he has. But I always want to make sure that whenever I am sharing, I and make sure that it belongs to the Word of God. So let's find out what is that secret. Because I use Bible as my Google, because the Bible has an answer of every valid question. So let's see what is the secret, how we can get blessed from God. Let's open our Bibles. If you have with you, if you don't, you can just here I am going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So here is your answer. This is the answer, this is the secret how you can get blessed from God, staying in God's will. Bible says, in everything give thanks. My brother and sisters, I want to encourage you today. I want to talk to you about how you can get blessed. It is very simple. Give thanks in everything. I know in our life we have many things that we can complain about, and sometime I made this statement that yes, if you have a connection with God, He is your Abba Father. Yeah, being as a son and daughter, you can talk to Him, you can complain to Him, but there is a difference between complaining and murmuring. So yeah, you can talk to Him if you want something, or if something not going good, you can talk to Him. And He is your Father, He listens to you. But if you want to get blessed, you have to make sure you give thanks in everything. A lot of time when we try to compare our lives with other people, when we try to look at our neighbor's car, when we try to look up, my friend has a better job than me, he is making more money, but I am not. And you know, different kind of stories, everyone have their own situation. But the point is, you have to make sure, whatever you have in your life, give thanks. Whatever you have in your life, give thanks. Sometime, I will share with you my story. One day, I was a kid, I'm still young, but I was a kid, and one day I had socks, and there was a hole in my socks, and I was asking my mother, like, you know, what is this? You can't even buy me a good socks. And, you know, I was complaining. And the next day, you know, when I was getting ready for school, so that was the time when I asked my mother, like, why I can't have a good socks. So, anyway, that day I wore those socks and I went to school. And the next day, see how God works. Next day, I was going to school and I saw crippled children. He didn't have both feet. Actually, half of his legs were like cut off. He was crippled. And then I realized how blessed I am. See how God works? I was a kid, and I still remember how, you know, that story, that time really inspired my life. And I want to tell you how giving thanks is very, very serious in Christianity. Either you are Christian, you are believer, you are non-believer, trust me, give thanks in everything is very important to God. And there is only one God. So I will share with you a scripture that really shows how being thankful is very important. We all know who is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. And here you will see the power when you give thanks. And you will see how it is important that you have to be thankful in everything. Let's open John chapter 6 verse 11. The book of John chapter 6 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of fishes as much as they would. Verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Amen. See here, the Son of God. Jesus Christ. You know, he could have just said, Father, bless this food, and there you go. You know, the food could be multiplied in bunch of other loaves, bunch of other fishes. But you see here, Jesus, the Son of God, when he had given thanks, you know, he could have said, oh, I am the Son of God, I am God, you know, why would I have to give thanks? But look at the power when you give thanks to the Lord. What happened when he gave thanks? The food was distributed. It was multiplied. And that's not the end yet. It was multiplied. And then verse 12. When they were filled. So they were filled. They ate that food that was multiplied. First, they didn't have enough food. When you give thanks, when Jesus gave thanks, then it was multiplied. Number 3. Now they were filled. And number 4, look at this, how being thankful is amazing. He said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain. Wow. Wow, praise the Lord. This is, when you give thanks in everything, your food will be multiplied, you will be filled, and you will have a leftover that you can bless with others. See, this is the power of when you give thanks in everything. So every day when you get up early morning, when I believe you, I believe all of you that who are listening, I know you have a good relationship with Jesus Christ and you say good morning to him every day. But tell him every single morning when you get up, Jesus, thank you for new day. That's all. You don't have to count whole blessings because you can't even have enough words to give him thanks. Just tell him that, Jesus, I'm thankful for this new day. And trust me, many issues that you're having in your life, that you think like, where is the answer of my prayer? I've been going to church every Sunday. I have been giving faithfully. But why? This is the secret, that you have to give thanks in everything. Do not murmur. The people of Israelites, they were complaining to God. God was providing them manna directly from heaven. That was coming directly from God's kitchen. Can you believe some food that is coming from God's kitchen? It was not from KFC. It was not from McDonald's. It was not from Italian restaurant. It was coming from God's kitchen, manna. But they were still complaining. And most of you know, I will not go there, but you saw what happened to them. So my point is, if you have a car to drive, if you can grab food through drive through at KFC, give thanks for that. Because a lot of people in your neighborhood, they even don't have that blessing. They even don't have that car that they can go to KFC. Instead of saying, oh, I have to eat every day KFC. Give thanks in everything. Everything. You know, when you go to work, I know sometime, you know, I'm also a human being. Sometimes I don't like my work. You know, I don't like where I work sometimes. But my point is, give thanks that you have a job, that you have an assignment. A lot of people, they are homeless. A lot of people, they don't have they are jobless. Give thanks to God in everything, and you will be blessed. I want to share with you before we finish one more story. I will not actually read the whole scriptures, but I will give you the kind of background. It's from the book of Luke, chapter 17 and verse 11 to 19. So in this story, Jesus, he went to Jerusalem and he met actually 10 people. They were lepers, and Jesus healed them. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that they went, they were clean. So Jesus healed actually 10 people, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And now Jesus was shocked. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleaned? Look at this. See how Jesus, how God take it so serious. A lot of time when you get blessed, you forget like those 9 other lepers. But if you will be like one of them that who came back and gave thanks to God, trust me, Jesus will be happy with you. Trust me, you will have an answer. You will have that secret that I told you today. give thanks in everything, and you will get blessed. Many times I have seen, I'm a pastor, I have seen many people, even in my church, they are very regular, very faithful. When you go to their home to visit, they respect you, they honor you. But a lot of time I have seen them very sad because they were unthankful. And they have shared with me that story. I don't have time to go in detail, but my point is, my brother and sister, give thanks in everything, and then you will be blessed. Because our main scripture says, it is very important when you give thanks, you have to make sure that you stay in God's will. And when you will give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. When you give thanks, you will stay in Jesus Christ's will. It is very important. So I want to encourage you to give thanks in everything, and you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks right now. It's scripture come to me that the psalmist said, David, 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thank you, Pastor Jabran. We appreciate you. Please close out in prayer and blessing the people today. We will see you later.
Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you thanks in everything, Lord, that you gave us word today, that you gave us the secret how we can get blessed from you, Lord. Lord, give us wisdom that we can apply this word in our practical life, Lord, and we can share this good news with our family, friends, with our co-workers. Because this is our main duty, to share your good news. Because you are Jehovah God, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega, Lord. And your name deserves all the glory, Lord. So I pray for today. Bless this day. Bless this word. Bless everyone who is listening individually, Lord. Take care of their needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name.